The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Split Rock's online mentoring for writers program, providing one-on-one assistance with creative writing projects at cce.umn.edu/write. And by Poetry Magazine, for over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday. It's the 26th of December, 2008. It was on this day in 1905, Edith Wharton, who was living in her huge mansion on a large estate near Asheville, North Carolina, wrote to a friend, "Yesterday we had a big Christmas fete for the 350 people on the estate, a tree 30 feet high, Punch and Judy, conjurer, presents, and refreshments. It was done so well and sympathetically, each person's wants being thought of from mother to last baby." And it was on this day in 1927, Anais Nin wrote in her diary, "The tree was illumined, presents given away, mother's dinner was efficiently disposed of without much grace or wit, stupefied by the labor of digestion. All the family sat around in a circle, Manny like a wilted flower, Liska like a tired athlete, Emily with her hands on her stomach and her knees wide apart, Betsy with sagging shoulders." It's the birthday of Anais Nin's lover, Henry Miller, born in New York City, 1891, best known for his novel Tropic of Cancer, published in 1934, banned in this country until a Supreme Court ruling in 1964 overruled charges of obscenity. Henry Miller, who said, "Whatever I do is done out of sheer joy. I drop my fruits like a ripe tree." It's the birthday of the gossip columnist Doris Lilly, born in South Pasadena, California, 1926, wrote for the New York Post, the New York Daily Mirror, and wrote a book entitled How to Marry a Millionaire, which was made into a movie starring Marilyn Monroe. Doris Lilly, who once admitted that the people she wrote about in her gossip column were shallow, but she said, "They're pleasant and they smell good and they eat well and drink good wines, and that's all right." And it's the birthday of David Sedaris, born near Binghamton, New York, 1956, grew up in Raleigh, North Carolina. Lived in Chicago, made a living painting apartments, squirrel-proofing houses. He was a house cleaner for a time. And then in 1992, he read his story, The Santaland Diaries, on NPR's Morning Edition. And it was so popular, he signed a contract with a publisher, and his collections of essays started to come out and became big bestsellers, Barrel Fever and Naked and Me Talk Pretty One Day. But even after he became a successful writer, David Sedaris kept his job cleaning apartments for a long time. He said, "I can only write when it's dark, so basically my whole day is spent waiting for it to get dark. Cleaning apartments gives me something to do when I get up. Otherwise, I'd feel like a bum." Also, it allowed him to keep up with his favorite soap operas. David Sedaris has kept a diary for about 30 years, makes one for every season, and each one has a cover. He said, "It's a lot of work for something no one's ever going to see." His most recent book came out just this past year, When You Are Engulfed in Flames. Here's a poem for today by Marge Piercy, entitled The World in the Year 2000. It will be covered to a depth of 7 inches by the little white plastic chips, at once soft and repellent to the touch, and with the ability to bounce like baby beach balls under the table and under the radiator. They come in boxes with toasters, with vitamin pills, with whatever you order as packing material. They will conquer the world. They are doing it already, beginning with my kitchen. A poem by Marge Piercy, The World in the Year 2000, from her collection Stone, Paper, Knife, published by Alfred A. Knopf and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can visit them online anytime at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Betsy Alistair, engineered by Leszek Wojcik. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.